There are certain principles behind the application of those all these types of duties. You have got to adopt and see, ensure that when the custom officer finally assesses the duty, whether those principles are followed or not. If not, you have got to point it out. What are those principles? One, the duties payable by importers, exporters would be the lowest applicable rates, taking into consideration of all exemptions, abatements, remissions, as per provisions of all the above sections of the Act. By referring to all sections of the Customs Act, you have got to find out what are the exemptions, what are the abatements, what are the remissions available, and apply the lowest applicable rate. And then the subjective conditions, restrictions, requirements, as detailed in the respective notifications, are to be strictly observed before and also after clearance of the goods to freely enjoy the benefits under the respective notifications. Always, notifications will have certain subjective conditions which are required to be observed always. Otherwise, benefit of the notification for exemption cannot be granted. There is a procedure available for large importers who are continuously importing large quantities of raw material over a certain given period of time. They have been regularly importing from one particular source. They are importing certain goods continuously, or maybe through other sources also, but continuously they are always importing goods on a very regular basis, every week, a few consignments or so, etc., etc. Now, for such particular large importers, government is allowing a deferred payment of import duty. Deferred payment of import duty rules of 2016 will apply only to eligible importers who have been notified under the deferred import duty rules. And for them only, the procedure would be that against bills of entry for payment from all imports assessed for duty between 1st and 15th of the month, duty shall be paid by the 17th of that month. And against bills of entry passed for payment from 16th till the last day other than March, the duty shall be paid on the 2nd of the following month. That means up to 30th of the month, you have got to pay on 2nd of the next month. 15 days, one single payment of duty for all consignments, all bills of entry, you have got to pay single point. Against bills of entry passed for payment from 16th till the 29th of March, the duty shall be paid by 31st March. And against bill of entry passed from 30th March to 31st March, duty shall be paid by 2nd of April. This is only because year-ending procedure as far as finance bill is passed. Ultimately, financial aspects are clarified. When we look at the goods for classification, let us see the types of goods. Look at the different types of goods. A vast array of the goods which are being imported or exported. And how do you determine which goods classification where, which goods for valuation purpose where? So for the purpose of valuation of the goods, you have got to study the classification angle first and then come to the valuation purpose. For valuation of the goods, Section 14 of the Customs Act will apply. Now, mind you, when you go to buy any goods locally, you ask the price from the shopkeeper, whatever price he says, you pay it and take the goods. As far as Customs Act is concerned, it's not as simple as that. Whatever price has been declared on the invoice, you don't pay on that basis. There are certain subjective conditions on what should constitute into going into that particular value declared as a transaction value. So for that, we have got to look at section number 14. Value of imported goods and export goods shall be the transaction value converted as per the rate of exchange in force on that particular day, okay, of the goods for the purpose of Customs Tariff Act 1975. And here, the primary condition is where the buyer and seller are not related and the price of the goods is the sole consideration for the sale. That means in case the buyer and seller are related, the value will not be taken because a relationship, you can always defer the value. The transaction value in the case of imported goods shall include, now whatever transaction value which has been declared on the invoice, it has got to include the amount paid or payable for costs and services. All costs and services as far as the consignment is concerned, including commissions, brokerage, engineering, design work, royalties, license fees, cost of transportation to the place of importation, insurance, loading and unloading, and handling charges. To that extent and in the manner specified in the valuation rules. Valuation rules are attached to Section 14. And again, the board may fix tariff value for any class of imported goods or export goods having regard to the trend of value of such goods by the Tariff Commission of India. Whatever tariff value is applicable, they can be applied for payment of duty, not the transaction value. This is only for those goods which have been declared by a specific notification. When we look at the valuation of the goods, here the transaction value, that means the invoice value declared by the importer-exporter value. The price shall be calculated with reference to the rate of exchange as in force on that date. That means on the day when which a bill of entry, that is the integrated declaration, is presented under Section 46 or shipping bill of export, that is integrated declaration is presented under Section 50 through the ISCAT and the number is generated. That is the date, crucial date for applicability. Or second is tariff value, which has been declared by the government, that is the Tariff Commission of India, and this value will be only for the purpose of duty payment. Transaction value would be the value for sending out foreign exchange to the foreign supplier, not for the purpose of the duty in only on those specified items. When we look at the transaction value, this has got to be read with the provisions of rules which have been framed for determination of the value. One, customs valuation determination of value of imported goods rules of 2007. And here the primary conditions are buyer and seller are not related to each other. Condition number two is all costs and services are added into the price which has been declared in the invoice. And then CIF value is arrived at. That means cost, insurance and freight up to the point of landing of the goods in the country is arrived at in the invoice, import invoice transaction value. As far as exports is concerned, custom valuation determination of value of export goods rules 2007. And here it says that transaction value would be FOB value has got to be arrived at. Now, normally an exporter can sell his goods on the basis of FOB or CNI or CIF. That means value on the invoice can also show cost and insurance, or cost, insurance and freight for export purposes also can be shown on the invoice. But as far as valuation rules are concerned, they have got to be broken down to the FOB level. That means only cost of the goods and not including the insurance and freight. When we look at the related persons, that means persons who are related to each other for transaction value purposes. For valuation purpose, what is the meaning of a related person? They are either officers or directors of one another's businesses, legally recognized partners in business, or employer-employee, or any person directly or indirectly owns, controls, or holds 5% or more of the outstanding voting stock or share of both of them. That means a third party. Or one of them directly or indirectly controls the other. That means in case of firms and companies. Or both of them are directly or indirectly controlled by a third entity. Or together they directly or indirectly control a third person. Or they are members of the same family. In such cases, the transaction value will not be accepted. They will have to be determined on the value which are freely available for the other parties other than related value transactions. If transaction value has got to be accepted, then there is a specific method of acceptance. Number one, there are no restrictions as to disposition or use of the goods by the buyer, other than the restrictions which do not substantially affect the value of the goods. That is, the importing country, country in India, does not put any restrictions. If country in India puts certain restrictions, that will not affect the transaction value. The sale or price is not subject to some conditions or considerations for which a value cannot be determined in respect of goods being valued. If the seller, while selling the goods to you, puts certain conditions on you after importing, which you cannot determine the value, then it cannot be accepted. No part of the proceeds of any subsequent resale, disposal or use of the goods by the buyer after he has imported it will accrue directly or indirectly to the seller. That means after he has imported and utilized the goods, no portion of the profit can go back to the seller. And of course, buyer and seller are not related, or where the buyer and seller are related, the transaction value is acceptable for custom purposes, provided that the examination of the circumstances of the sale of the imported goods indicate that relationship has not influenced the price of the goods. You have got to prove that though, yes, I have imported the goods from my brother in the foreign country, but my brother is selling the same items in the same valuation quantity basis to some third-party importers also, and he's not giving me any consideration due to my relationship. The moment you show this, yes, transaction value would be accepted and related party transaction will not apply. Where there is a sale between related party, transaction value shall be accepted if the importer shows that declared value of the goods closely approximates to one of the following values. Certain methods are taken into consideration. The transaction value of identical goods or of similar goods in sales to unrelated buyers in India. You prove it that similar goods, identical goods have been imported at the same value to other unrelated buyers also. Yes, it will be accepted. Then go by the deductive value for identical goods or similar goods. Or go by the computed value for identical goods or similar goods. That is, deductive value is value of sale in India. When you are selling the goods, then you show the local costs, you show your profit margin, and arrive at the particular value. If it matches within reasonable limit, it would be allowed. Or computed value. Computed value means value being computed from the stage of raw material to the production values, including all services which have been applied on the production of those goods. If that value can be computed to arrive at this particular value, you prove it, your transaction value can be accepted. Or if not the final, there is always by following the residual method. There is a specific method of do's and don'ts for the residual method to be applied in case of acceptance of transaction value. What is the residual method? No value shall be determined on the basis of one, the selling price of the goods produced in India. Goods which are produced in India, the selling price of the goods in India cannot be matched with the CIF value of the imported goods. No, that cannot be the residual method. Acceptance for custom purpose of the highest of two alternative values. If there are two alternative value, one is transaction value, another is some computation values, etc., etc., then customs will say, I will accept the higher value. No, they cannot. That is not allowed under residual method. The price of the goods on the domestic market of the country of exportation. Country which has exported the goods, price of the value of goods in that particular country cannot be taken into consideration for applying the transaction value under residual method. No. Cost of production, other than computed values which have been determined for identical or similar goods. The price of goods for export to a country other than India. If the same goods are exported apart from India to some third country also, we cannot apply, Indian customs cannot apply the same value which is for the other country. No, values within two different countries will not be the same. So that cannot be applied under the residual method. And then minimum customs value. The customs officer will say, no, I want this minimum value. No, that is not allowed under the residual method. And of course, any arbitrary or fictitious value. Customs officer may tell you, no, I cannot determine under all these methods. I'll increase your transaction value by 10%. You accept it? No. It's not necessary that you should accept it. It is not allowed under the residual method. If by following these procedures, the custom officer cannot determine the value, then he has got to accept your transaction value. It is your right. Because it is the duty of the customs officer assessing your document to prove that your transaction value is not correct. After following all these procedures, if he cannot give sufficient proof, he'll have to accept the transaction value. Now, costs and services have got to be added onto the transaction value as far as the value for assessment is concerned on the invoice. What are those costs and services? One, the following expenses incurred by the buyer but not included in the price of the imported goods. Expenses have been incurred by the buyer, but they have not included in the invoice value. That is commission and brokerage, if they are separately to be given, excepting, of course, buying commission. Cost of containers, which are treated as being one for custom purposes with the goods in question. Value of containers has got to be added onto the value of the goods. I don't mean the shipping containers. No, shipping containers are not to be formed as part of the value, because those shipping containers are not required to be taken by the importer, but given back to the shipping company. The cost of packaging, whether for labor or materials, whatever costs have been incurred, they have got to be added onto the transaction value which has been declared on your invoice. And then value of tools, dies, molds, and similar items which have been used in the production of the imported goods. Maybe sometimes you may say, I want certain specified items as per the tools and dies which I make over here and send it to you. So the seller over there, because you have given him the tools and dies free of cost, he will not add the price on the value of the invoice. But you have incurred a cost. You have got to add on to the value of those tools and dies into the production. Then all forms of royalties, licenses fees, etc. related to the imported goods that the buyer is required to pay but are not included in the price. All such cases, it has got to be separately added on to the invoice value. Or the value of any part of the proceeds of any subsequent resale, disposal, or use of the imported goods that accrues to the seller. That means subsequent to selling of the price, if the seller tells you, you have earned so much of a profit, send me a part of the profit. No, that is not allowed. If at all you want to send, you have got to add it to the transaction value of the goods and pay duty on that. And all other payments actually made as a condition of sale of the imported goods by the buyer to the seller or by the buyer to a third party to satisfy an obligation of the seller, but are not included in the price. Here, there is a possibility that the seller will say, I need so-and-so mold. You will say, I don't have the molds. But you will say that third country mold will go to the seller. So cost price of that mold has got to be included, though you have bought the mold. But the cost price of that mold has got to go into the production cost of the goods. Cost of transport of the imported goods includes ship demurrage charges on chartered vessels, lighterage or barges. This is only in case of bulk cargo coming on chartered vessels. And what are the costs which are not to be added on the transaction value? In case of goods imported by sea, stuffed in a container for clearance at an ICD, internal container depot, or CFS, container freight station, shall not be included in the cost of the goods, of the transportation. Transportation is only up to the place of importation, that is the gateway port or import, gateway port or airport. If goods are moving from the gateway port port or airport up to the ICD or CFS in the internal region to some third city, like either Delhi or Indore or Nagpur, then transportation cost from gateway port of Nhava Sheva up to that particular city, that has not got to be added onto the transport cost as far as imports are concerned. Rejection of the declared value, that is the transaction value, can be done by the proper officer. But before that, he will ask the importer to furnish further documents or other evidence in case of a doubt of the declared based on certain reasons. If he wants to reject the transaction value or the declared value, he will first have to ask you to produce certain additional details which you have got to produce. The significantly higher value at which identical or similar goods imported or about the same time. Now, during the same time of import, if similar goods have been imported, they are of a higher value and custom officer shows you, you look here, this is a similar product between the two of you, your consignments, this is having such higher value, this is why your consignment is having a lower value, so I reject it. Here, that is a proof sufficient. The sale value involves an abnormal discount or reduction from the ordinary price. Ordinary price means the printed price list of the seller. If there is an abnormal discount or reduction from that, then yes, declared value can be rejected. The sale involves special discounts limited to exclusive agents only. That you being an agent of the seller, and only because you are an agent, you have an agency agreement, so you are being given a specific discounted rates. No, that is not allowed. That can be rejected. In case of misdeclaration of goods, such as any change in the description or quantity or quality or country of origin, year of manufacture, production, etc., if they mismatch as per declared in the invoice, then it's a misdeclaration clause. Or again, the non-declaration of brand, grade, specifications that have some relevance to the value of the goods. You know, as always, a branded goods have got a higher value. Grade means purity of the goods or certain specifications added to the goods. Their values are different. So such things have got to be declared before you file your document in the integrated declaration. And of course, any fraudulent or manipulated document, that means the seller has issued a different invoice where you are not showing that invoice to the customs, you have manipulated a new invoice somewhere in between and you have produced that manipulated invoice to the customs department, value would be rejected. For all these purposes, there is the Directorate of Valuation which will look into such cases of related party transactions. Why? Because the Directorate of Valuation is empowered with a wider scope of creating a data bank of valuation for import and exports. They have already created a data bank where they have collected the price of the prevalent goods of the manufacturers throughout the world. They have collected it in the data bank. And amended section 14 of Customs Act, along with valuation rules, gives a clarity for acceptance of the transaction value if they are within the range of the data value created by Directorate of Valuation. Therefore, the rules have brought in a number of clear guidelines for rejection of the declared value. As I've already explained, guidelines for rejection of the declared value is very clear. Therefore, apart from taking over all the functions of the special valuation branch, Directorate collected prices from thousands of commodities from different countries for their data bank in order to make the transaction value more broad-based and accurate for acceptance by the department officers as also by the trade. If your value matches the value created by the data bank of the Directorate of Valuation with a minor variation of 5 to 10%, then custom officer has got to accept your value. Or if the custom officer shows you the value and your value is differing on a very far scale, then as a trade you have also got to accept the value as per that data bank. Thank you.